So tell me about ALEC. What is it?
ALEC is more than a front group. It is basically a way for corporations to work directly with legislators behind closed doors and, in fact, vote on legislation, pre-vote, pre-approve legislation before it's ever introduced in state houses across the country.
And tell me about its membership.
Well, ALEC has legislators across the state who pay nominal dues of $50 a year, and then it has corporations that pay up to $25,000 a year to become members and vote as equals with legislators on these bills behind closed doors. So it basically is a marriage of corporations and legislators that's facilitated by ALEC.
And how is it funded?
It is funded primarily by corporations. In fact, only 2% of all of the revenues of ALEC that total about $6 or $7 million, depending on the year, only 2% come from legislative dues, and the rest are largely from corporations and corporate foundations.
Such as.
The rest are largely from corporations such as Koch Industries. It includes some of the major pharmaceutical companies like Bayer Aspirin, includes Kraft Incorporated, which makes macaroni and cheese. It includes State Farm Insurance. It includes a number of the Fortune 100 and 500 companies in the U.S. It includes a huge number of global corporations. Many of these corporations don't have any particular business in any legislator state. It's not the hometown company of that legislator, and yet these legislators are basically taking bills that are handcrafted by global corporations with their global interests, including free trade resolutions, that will actually harm the citizens of those legislators' states, their constituents, but they're doing the bidding of these corporations rather than necessarily putting their own constituents first.
Tell me about how does ALEC undermine democracy?
I would say that ALEC is undermining democracy because it's basically institutionalizing a certain kind of corruption of the legislative process, a corruption that's grounded in the incredible power of wealth to influence policy. And so many people in the country think that they are part of the democratic process, in essence, when bills are introduced in state houses across the country, and in some ways they are. But they have no idea that corporations are pre-approving these bills, voting behind closed doors in back rooms in fancy hotels across the country to pre-approve this legislation before it's even introduced in your home state.
So tell me about the Koch brothers' historic role in ALEC and its agenda that's achieving through ALEC.
Well, the Koch brothers are longtime members of ALEC. They've received one of the top awards of ALEC. They have bailed out ALEC through giving the organization a loan. And the corporation that they control and the foundations that they run are longtime funders of ALEC. But beyond that financial investment in ALEC, what the Koch brothers have done is use their will and their wealth to basically implement a far-right, free market fundamentalist agenda. They have been behind ideas, backing ideas to privatize public education, ideas to repeal the Glass-Steagall protections that were passed after the Great Depression to prevent banks from gambling on Wall Street. They have backed efforts to stop us from having reasonable limits on credit card rates. They've backed efforts to basically roll back the rights of workers to unionize, to organize. They have backed efforts to not deal with the climate changes that are underway. They've backed efforts to basically make it more difficult for people who are killed or injured by corporations to have their day in court. And so they have been like ideological venture capitalists investing in these ideas through numerous organizations, including ALEC. But the key distinction of ALEC, I think, for them and for their agenda is that through ALEC's model bills and legislation, the Koch brothers are able to have a stronger shot at making their vision of the world legally binding.
So what does CND hope to achieve with this ALEC exposed archive?
The Center for Media and Democracy hopes to raise public awareness, to open people's eyes to the fact that many of the bills that we've seen popping up across the country in legislatures across the country this past year and before have actually been pre-approved, pre-voted on by corporations. We think people have a right to know that. They have a right to see what the bills say. and make their own judgment about how extreme this agenda is.